We're looking at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 in our study today. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. We're talking about pathways to peace of mind. The Bible talks about peace in many different passages. You'll find many great sections of the Bible on how to have peace of mind and what true peace of mind really is. And this is one of those many great passages on that subject. As a matter of fact, we're finding that Paul gives us several keys to having true peace of mind in this section. It begins in chapter 4, verse 4. The first key that Paul gives us is to rejoice in the Lord always. That's in verse 4. The second key that he gives us is to be yielding and moderate and gentle. That's in verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The third key is to remember that the Lord is near or at hand. The fourth key is to be anxious or worried about nothing, but to pray and to make supplication to God and let your request be made known unto him. That's key number 4. Key number 5 is that in the midst of whatever situation we find ourselves in life, we should give thanksgiving to God. We ought to be thankful. And so in order to have true peace of mind, we have to have a grateful attitude. Now, Paul says that if we do these things, we will have the peace of God that passes, that is, surpasses all understanding. And that peace of God will keep or guard our hearts and our minds through Jesus Christ. Now then, we come to another very important key to having peace of mind. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. So the kinds of thoughts that we entertain in our minds and the kinds of things that we put into our hearts determine who we are. And so if we're going to have peace of mind, we must think on the right things. And we have to give attention to that. We have to make a deliberate effort to making sure that we're thinking about the right kinds of things. Because if we think the wrong things, we're not going to have peace of mind. But if we think the right things, we can have this peace and we can have this kind of joy that Paul describes. Now that brings us to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. This is another key to having peace of mind. So let's read this verse and we're going to use at least two lessons looking at this one verse. Paul said, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, I want to emphasize those last words. Paul said, think on these things. So let's look at this list of things that Paul gives us to think about. In the first place, Paul says, whatever things are true. That's where he begins. It is so important for us to think about things that are true instead of things that are false. Now, you might look at that and say, well, of course, we're to think about true things. We're not to think about lies. But consider it in this way. Our world is full of falsehood. There is so much lying and fiction and fantasy and daydreaming and gossip and false claims and covering up and exaggeration that people live in a dream world. People around us oftentimes live in a fairy tale world. They live a lie and they hide from the truth. And television and movies and books and songs often paint an untrue picture of this world. And that kind of thinking gets hold of the mind of many people. And so it's important for us to make a concerted effort to make sure that the things that we're thinking about are true. Every time that the devil offers some kind of temptation, there is some kind of falsehood in it. There is some kind of distortion of the way that things really are. And every time that we give in and sin, either by doing the wrong thing, or saying the wrong thing, or thinking the wrong thing, we have given in to the devil's lie. We have imagined that things are other than the way that they really and truly are. And as strange as it may seem, there are people who think that the way to have peace of mind is to refuse to think on things that are true. In other words, they think just the opposite of what Paul is teaching us here. Paul says, in order to have the right frame of mind, you need to think on true things. But people think that because the truth is painful, because the truth makes them uncomfortable, if they just avoid the truth and refuse to admit the truth, and if they avoid people that tell them the truth, then they're going to be happy people and they're going to have peace of mind. But you know, the conscience has a way of bringing home to us those things that we're trying to avoid. And the conscience has a way of reminding us of the great central truths of creation and the Bible itself. And so this is not a way to have peace of mind. The only way to have peace of mind is to admit the truth and to think about the truth and, of course, to live in harmony with the truth, not avoiding it and not trying to replace the truth with lies and fantasies, but admitting the truth and living in harmony with the facts of truth. And so we need to live our lives. We need to think about things that are true, things that we know. And again, this does connect with the subject of worry and the topic of having peace of mind, because many times people worry about things that never happen. They worry about things that might be. Well, what if this happens? And most of the time, it doesn't happen. And so we need to concern our thinking. We need to focus our minds on things that are true, not things that are hypothetical, not things that are maybes, not on fears, but on things that are rock-solid facts. We need to think about who God is. We need to think about the love of God. We need to think about eternity. We need to think about our souls. Now, these are things that are true as opposed to the fantasy world that many people live in. So Paul says, whatever things are true, you need to think on those things. Rather than worry, you need to think on things that are true. And then Paul says that we're to think about things that are honest. Now, that is the King James Version word here in this passage. The word honest in the King James Version seems to overlap with, if not repeat, what he just said, because if we believe and think about things that are true, we have to be honest. But the word honest in the King James Version here actually means honorable. This comes from a word in the Greek which means to be revered, to be dignified, to be respectable. And so the idea here that Paul is talking about when he says to think on things that are honest or honorable is to think about things that are respectable. Now again, this is very much needed in our time. And in order for us to have true peace of mind and to be at peace with our own conscience, we're going to have to dwell in our thinking on things that are respectable, not things that are low and disgusting and degrading. This kind of respect, oftentimes today, has disappeared. And there's a reason why that people are so disrespectful of so many things today. It's because, as Paul says in Romans 3, verse 18, there is no fear of God before their eyes. If a man does not fear and respect God, he's not going to respect people. If a man does not show reverence to God, then he is not going to show respect to anything on this earth. That's where it all begins. And so, in order to have true respect, a man must believe in and fear God. And there are several things that cause this to be even worse. The influence of the world, of course, is strong. The Bible shows in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, that evil companionships corrupt good morals. We see that at school. We see that at work. And we see that at work also on the television screen. We also find that people many times today, young and old alike, have the wrong kind of heroes. There are singers and athletes and actors that have no respect for themselves or anybody or anything. And yet millions of people adore them and admire them. Something else that makes this situation worse is that people oftentimes have the wrong kind of humor. They have a crude, rebellious, sarcastic kind of humor, and people may laugh at them, but they never really respect them. People also today have the wrong view of manhood. They think that being a man means breaking the rules, risking danger, snubbing authority, and hurting other people. People today also have the wrong idea about what it means to be a woman. Today, women disrespect themselves and other people by uncovering and displaying their bodies. They disrespect themselves by using profanity. They disrespect themselves by drinking and committing fornication and then bragging about those activities. Yes, we live in a disrespectful world, and that's why it's all the more important for Christian people to be respectable people. And the only way to be dignified and respectable people is to make sure that we think about things that are respectable. This is what Paul is saying here. Think about things that are honest or honorable that will bring you honor and respect to your life. Remember, the Bible says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Then next, Paul tells us to think about things that are just. The idea of things being just refers to things that are fair. Now remember that the Bible shows, and Jesus taught, that justice is one of the weightier matters of the law. Matthew 23, verse 23. So it is one of the key virtues in all the Bible. Paul says that we need to think about things that are fair, not things that are unjust, but things that are just. So let's consider a few areas here. We need to be just in our words. We need to be fair in what we say, especially in what we say about other people. We need to make sure that we're telling the truth. We need to make sure that we know. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 13, he that answers a matter before he hears it, it is a folly and a shame to him. We need to think before we speak. We need to use self-control. All of us need to do this. And before we say anything regarding anybody else, we need to ask this question, is this fair? Is it right? Is it true? And is it fair? And would I want to be judged like I'm judging this person? Would I want to be represented the way that I'm describing this person and this person's actions? So we need to think about things that are just. We don't like it when other people are unfair with us. We expect to be treated in a fair way. The Bible teaches us in Matthew 7, verse 12, that because of that, we need to treat others in the way that we want others to treat us. So think about things that are just. Don't be vengeful. Don't be spiteful. Don't twist the rules for yourself or apply some kind of double standard to your family. Be fair. Be honest and be equitable. The Bible shows that we are to think about things that are pure, and in this context, the Bible is showing that if we're going to have peace of mind, we're going to have to be fair with other people, and we're going to have to think along the lines of being fair. These are pathways to peace of mind.